El Paso, Texas is home to one of the world's most hardcore flea markets of all time, a punk rock flea market. We're all familiar with traditional flea markets with organic soaps, homemade t-shirts, and strange antiques. Now imagine the same thing, but filled with horror and punk-themed items, ranging from art, vinyl, rockabilly items, antiques, band shirts, comics, and live music. This ain't your grandma's market. The El Paso Punk Rock Flea Market moves around town to different venues, and today they will set up shop at the Five Points Bistro. This time around, they will also screen the movie 200 Cigarettes. In effect, it's a day of shopping and movies all wrapped into one. Here to talk about it are Charlie Villanueva and Leah Valdez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So, Leah, you are the creator of El Paso's Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yes.
Will you tell us what was the impetus for you to create such a market?
Well, I'm a local artist here, too. I do Day of the Dead sculpture and Day of the Dead themed art. And I've run the gamut. I was, you know, at the Art Avenue. I did the market at Last Thursdays, which, like, started this whole Last Thursdays art walk downtown. Carlo Mendo was the one that started that market. And it was really great.
Loft Light, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Loft Light's an awesome spot. They are also providing a wonderful venue for artists to display and sell their work. And they do a lot of local events, too, with, you know, the community and music. But for me, my art is a little weird. And I was kind of thrust into this, you know, kind of uppity scene where my art really wasn't being appreciated. People would kind of look at it and maybe get a little freaked out. So I thought, you know, where can artists go that are a little off the wall and not as mainstream to display and not feel weird about it? And on the internet, I had heard about the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market, which is amazing. And they have like 200 artists, 12 food trucks. I think recently they just went from 1 to 2 days. They are in an awesome, like, a historic, like, steel mill building. They just have such amazing things. I would order stuff from their vendors because they all had, like, Etsy pages, you know, that you're able to access. And I got, like, Dorothy earrings from, like, the Golden Girls.
They exist?
Yeah.
I'm a Golden Girl votives, just so that I know exactly where you're coming from.
I love the Golden Girls, and so I, like, flipped out, and I was like, man, and so, you know, I thought, well, I know all these people from previous art markets, and if I just kind of pick and chose who I invited to come, we would really have, like, I think, a niche. And so they all showed up. I said, hey, you guys want to come set up and sell your stuff in this parking lot? And they were like, okay. And the first one that we did was so crazy because my fear is always showing up and then just being alone in a parking lot going, where is everyone?
That's like having a party, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Is anybody gonna come?
Exactly. But it didn't. It happened. I mean, they showed up. And when they showed up, the people showed up in droves. From the very first one, it was like just really crazy and hectic. And we've kind of evolved since then. We've gone through some changes. We've tried our own venue, which didn't really work out. So now we're back to just moving around town, which I think is even better because we, you know, we're at either end of the spectrum. We're just not in one spot. Although we are working right now with Five Points Bistro to have a regular monthly market every last Saturday of the month.
Last Saturday.
Yeah. You can catch us there every last Saturday of the month. And we are going to be, you know, everything revolves around the artist. I think that's one of the main things our event, I mean, it's about. It's about them. Usually people focus on the music or, you know, the performers or whatever. But the vendors and the artists kind of fall to the wayside and they're just an afterthought. We push them up to the front and, you know, this is about them. And so, yeah, right now I think we usually have anywhere between 40 to 50 vendors. And since I have a pool of about 350, we always have different vendors coming at different times. So the market itself is like this crazy living organism. It's always evolving and always changing. And that's one of the things I think that's kind of propelled us to be as successful as we are right now.
And something of note, I mean, you got national press attention for the punk rock flea here in El Paso, which is really neat to see because it is a cool market. And even though, you know, it's for quote unquote weirdos, everybody's there. It's you see families.
One of us.
Yes. I mean, you know, you like music, you like vintage clothes. The soaps are well represented. They just have a little bit of a bend to them, you know. I've seen who is it? One of the gals that makes puppets and dolls and
right.
Buttons. Oh, yeah, that's right. She was doing stuff with like Dark Crystal S type.
Right.
Of
that's Lula Squid. That's Michelle Delgado and Ray. They're awesome. And then they're working with the Great Pumpkin Toad to do Fleeced and Confused.
Nice.
They do Fleeced and Confused, and they're amazing at their craft. They do puppets, very elaborate and quality work. Those guys are going places. So they do their own coloring book featuring all local artists as well, called The Coloring Gallery. And they have their step up at consignment at Dreadful Things, which is Franchella Salgado's gift shop and tattoo. That's an awesome place too. I'm just trying to give everybody as much credit because, you know, we're just an offset, but there's a group, there's really a movement. There's this awesome undercurrent that's going through the city right now, and the arts are really coming up. So it's pretty awesome.
It's true. And it's kind of neat how you found, you know, the small group, and now you have 350 vendors, which says a lot for our city and the talent, the people that are creating it, but then also the people that are buying it. There's an obvious market.
Right. No, definitely. We recently had a holiday market. I can't mention the name because there's an expletive in there. But
it's one of the best markets that I've been to.
That we've ever had. And we're edgy, but we're also like, I mean, you know, it is a family place. You can bring your kids. I mean, unless we specifically say, hey, it's only 18 or 21 and up, you're more than welcome to bring your children. And that's our target demographic. It's young tattooed professionals, entrepreneurs that have families that kind of don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. You know,
right,
or the mall. You know, they want to be able to take their kids and maybe show them a little bit of the counterculture here in El Paso without it being so, you know.
Because you're right. It's in a friendly setting. It's at the Five Points Bistro. You've done it at Montecillo and parking lots. So it's not anything crazy or offensive by any means.
No. Right. If they want to sit down and eat something, they can.
Yeah.
Without hassle.
No, exactly. You come, you eat, you shop, you hang out, you drink a beer,
say hi.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then now we have the movie element, which is awesome because, I mean, we play really cool movies. It's all our favorite movies. You know, 200 Cigarettes is hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I have seen it.
It's one of my top five.
There's like plans for more.
Yeah, yeah. And we want to do like a B-rated horror movie night. We want to do like maybe Wes Anderson night. We want to do just all these things and just, you know, everything about the counterculture we want to kind of just bring to the forefront.
So tonight, you open at 3. And then what time are you guys going to screen the movie?
The screening is going to start around 7-ish. We throw the ish in there because, you know, stuff happens and we have to kind of, you know, move stuff around. But definitely around 7. The Bistro is going to have amazing food and drink specials. All our vendors are going to be there set up. And it's going to be a really fun time.
So. How late are the vendors going to be set up?
Until around maybe 9 or 10.
Okay, so you got a good, so you can make a day or a night of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, it's a date night. That's what we kind of call it when we show the movies. But we joke. It's in jest. Like, you don't have to just bring a date. You know, you can bring your friends, bring your grandma, whatever. Just come.
Show up.
Yeah, just come. That's
bottom line.
Just please come. Like, because if you don't come, then we're just basically sitting around drinking, which is still good.
Right. It's still fun.
Watch a movie with friends.
Exactly.
Things are getting done.
Exactly.
And that's the point.
So what vendors are you going to have at tonight's market?
Oh, man. We have Lost Love Vintage, which is one of my favorite vendors. Her stuff is all around my house. She does really cool dry bat and animal specimens. It's macabre. It's definitely on the morbid side.
I think I bought some of her stuff.
Yeah.
It was a half butterfly wing in frame, in this really nice black frame.
Yeah. Really and we're going to do Diamond Bar. Soap Company is going to be there. My art's going to be there. I'm Salement St. Sire, so I'm going to have my art on display, and I'm also going to be reading tarot cards, which I've been doing since I was 15. A mishposh of everybody. We're going to have a guy that sells, like, his own beef jerky. We're going to have people that make their own jewelry, Pretty You and Me. Sarah DeToco is amazing. Her earrings.
She wraps.
With the spikes. Yeah. I mean, she's great. Her jewelry is my thing. Like, she's definitely. And then our good friend Amy with Toasty Tees, who does flasks and pillows. And then, of course, all of, you know, Roman Martinez is going to be there. He's also been featured, like, in What's Up, I think, for his Star Wars Loteria paintings, which are so great.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
It is.
Jason, our artist, Jason.
I bought one, too.
Yeah.
I buy it all.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard to resist, right?
It is.
You're at the market.
Definitely.
It is, especially when you start walking around and looking at everything. You walk back and like, oops. Yeah. I got no money.
There it goes again.
Spend it all.
Oh, speaking of money, do most of the vendors accept credit card, or should you be prepared with cash?
They do, always just be prepared for cash, because, you know, you never know those pay squares sometimes. Sometimes they, you know, they can work. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes the connection isn't stable. So just always be prepared with cash so that you don't have to, you know, leave your, you know, something that you really want, you know, you've got the money on hand to buy it.
Yeah, yeah. I've also found some really cool records there. Mm-hmm. So just kind of fun and random.
Right. Yeah, definitely random. That's the word. That's the word.
Well, with that many artists, you never know who's going to be there with what.
So yeah, exactly. That's like kind of the beauty of it. It's a revolving door. Like, it's not the same thing over and over. We always have different artists. We've got a core group, but it's good. It's always changing.
Cool. So you can check out the Punk Rock Flea today at 3 o'clock. They'll be setting up at the Five Points Bistro, and they'll be there till about 9 o'clock.
Right.
And you'll be screening the movie 200 Cigarettes at about 7 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you can expect the Punk Rock Flea the last
Saturday of every month.
Mm-hmm. At the Five Points Bistro.
At the Five Points Bistro.
And if anything, I think your Facebook page is the best place
to... Oh, definitely. Check us out on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, at El Paso Punk Rock Flea Market. And then also, you know, Five Points is also heavily promoting it. And they're at 3019 Montana.
Very cool. So we'll see you at the Punk Rock Flea tonight.
We'll see you guys.
Today, my guests have been Leah Valdez and Charlie Villanueva talking about the El Paso Punk Rock Flea Market, which happens today at 3 o'clock at Five Points Bistro. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.